Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 200, The Three Secrets to Maintaining a Healthy Weight Forever. This is the Longevity Plan podcast. So the topic, Three Secrets to Maintaining a Healthy Weight Forever. Most Americans want to lose weight as their New Year's resolution. While many are successful, few can keep the weight off forever. Based on recent research of 10,000 people who have lost an average of 66 pounds and have kept that weight off, that 66 pounds, for five or more years, I'm going to share the three secrets to maintaining a healthy weight for the rest of your life. Yo-yo dieting. Liz was the classic yo-yo dieter. Every year, she'd resolve to lose weight on January 1st. And every year, by about April or May, she had gained it all back, plus a few more pounds. Last spring, as Liz's weight crept ever upward, she started developing shortness of breath and fatigue. Even the little things, like, say, walking upstairs, made it hard for her to breathe. When she went to see her doctor noted that her pulse was fast and irregular. An EKG was done, which showed an abnormal heart rhythm called atrial fibrillation. One thing led to another, and soon she was in my office discussing next steps in treating her heart condition. After reviewing the probable cause of her atrial fibrillation, she was ready to try again. "Doctor, I know I can do this," she said. "I know you can too," I replied. With that, the weight came off again. Now, 6 months later, it is still off. Fortunately, her atrial fibrillation resolved from weight loss alone. No medications or procedures were needed. Our research has confirmed Liz's experience. Getting down to a healthy weight and staying there is the single best thing people can do to beat atrial fibrillation. Why do 98% of diets fail? Most people set themselves up for failure each year. While losing weight is the number one New Year's resolution, studies show that up to 98% of dieters will fail. Is it any wonder why so many people feel discouraged? Fortunately, 98% of weight loss attempts don't need to end in failure. Indeed, the 10,000 people followed in the National Weight Control Registry are living proof that you can keep the weight off forever. The secret, or their secret, to maintaining a healthy weight was simple. Dieting doesn't work. Healthy lifestyles do work. The three secrets to maintaining a healthy weight forever. Interestingly, there was no special technique as to how these 10,000 people kept their 66 pounds off for more than 5 years. Half did it alone, while the other half participated in some sort of a weight loss program. Also, some tracked their food intake, while others practiced mindful eating approaches. How these 10,000 people, these 10,000 successful people, differed from the other 98% who just can't keep it off, was entirely due to new lifestyle habits. Here are the three secrets to maintaining a healthy weight for the rest of your life based on the published studies of these 10,000 people. And if you want to do a deep dive into the studies that we're going to discuss here for the rest of this podcast, please go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. This is podcast number 200, and so you just find it, and then as you track through it, you can see all the studies. So I'm not going to keep you in suspense any longer. Here are the three secrets. Number one, exercise an hour daily. The number one factor in maintaining a healthy weight was exercising an hour each day. While exercise has not been shown to be very helpful in weight loss, it is highly effective in maintaining a healthy weight. So that's an important distinction there. Exercise is hard to get the weight off, unless, of course, you're doing extreme levels of exercise. Running for several hours a day, yeah, then the weight will just melt away. But most people aren't doing it that way. But exercise is the single best thing to maintain weight, and that's all according to medical studies. In this study, women reported burning 2,545 calories each week, or if you want to do a daily look, that's 364 calories daily with exercise. For men, they burn 3,293 calories weekly, or 470 calories each day. To get these calorie numbers of how much they burned with exercise, most people in the study walked briskly. So it's a brisk walk, not a leisurely stroll, but they walked briskly for at least an hour a day. And a brisk walk is a walk where you're walking fast enough to work up a sweat. When I share this with my patients, I often hear an excuse as to why they can't exercise. Usually it is because something hurts or a perceived lack of time. Everyone can do something. I have patients confined to a wheelchair who are able to maintain a healthy weight simply by doing vigorous arm exercises in their wheelchair every day. Likewise, I have many patients in their 90s, some of which have to wear oxygen all the time, who are still able to exercise every day. If your knees hurt, try a bicycle. Alternatively, you could do water-based exercises like water aerobics or walking against resistance in your local community pool. If it is a perceived lack of time, and I said perceived because there really is no lack of time. We all have the same amount of time. A lack of time is a lack of priorities. But if it is a perceived lack of time, try putting exercise equipment in your living room to do while you're watching TV. Make your living room a real living room, not a dying room. Be active if you're going to watch TV. Alternatively, you could use a treadmill or bicycle desk while working on your computer. These treadmill and bicycle desks don't have to be expensive. I set mine up at no extra cost with some unused equipment we had in our house. I just stacked an end table, a nightstand that straddled over my treadmill desk. Then I used a barrel and some wood we have to straddle over my bicycle. It's easy to do. If my patients in their 90s who have to wear oxygen or those who are confined to a wheelchair can exercise every day, then there really is no excuse for anyone else. Resolve to work toward an hour of exercise each day to maintain a healthy weight. If you're not there yet, gradually build up. If you've got health conditions, talk with your physician. Work out an exercise plan to get you back on track. Number two, focus on nutritious foods. The second secret to keeping the weight off forever is to eat a highly nutritious diet. In a different study of these 10,000 people, researchers showed that they ate the right foods to give them all the nutrients they needed each day. Sadly, most people in the U.S. are overfed and undernourished. Indeed, studies now show that a micronutrient deficiency, and that's basically from eating too many processed foods, may be the cause of hunger in obese people. Thus, if you're always hungry, it could be because your body is sending you a signal that it's not getting the right nutrients, or basically you're eating the wrong foods. Rather than eating energy-dense foods, like sugar and processed foods, these 10,000 people focused on plant-based real foods. Unprocessed plant-based foods are highly filling with minimal calories. In addition, unprocessed plant-based foods are also packed with nutrients, so you will likely hit on everything your body needs, so you won't get that hunger from, say, a micronutrient deficiency of some sort. If you only eat nutritious foods, then there's no need to count calories. You just listen to your body, and when it's hungry, you eat. For example, as vegetables are so incredibly low in calories, even if you ate a wheelbarrow full of raw vegetables every day, it still would be next to impossible to come anywhere near these daily caloric numbers that they ate in this study. So for those readers who want to track the calories, the typical woman in the study reported an average of 1,306 calories each day to keep their weight off long term. For men, it was an average of 1,685 calories daily. Regardless of your eating approach, to maintain a healthy weight, resolve now to only eat real foods with an emphasis on vegetables. Number three, daily accountability. While some people can mindfully keep their weight off forever without ever having to keep a food journal, use an app, or weigh themselves, most cannot. Indeed, most people need constant feedback and daily accountability to keep them on the right track. I know that is definitely the case for me. In this study, half of the 10,000 people weighed themselves daily, and a quarter weighed themselves weekly. However, that left a remaining quarter, or about 2,500 people, who never weighed themselves at all. I'm still amazed at how 2,500 people could keep 66 pounds off for more than 5 years without ever having to use a scale. I know for me that would be next to impossible, but this finding shows that a mindfulness-based strategy can be highly effective for some people. However, if you're like me, accountability to someone or something is needed to maintain a healthy weight. Accountability allows for early course correction. Indeed, for the 7,500 people in the study who did use a scale, most were able to make quick course corrections before they ever gained back even 5 pounds. Additional findings of this study. Number one, most were motivated by medical challenges. This study found that to successfully keep 66 pounds off for 5 or more years required a strong purpose. For example, if the purpose was to lose weight for a wedding, guess what? The weight came right back after the wedding. For most people in the study, their purpose was to lose weight to reverse or prevent a medical condition. Generally, this was to prevent or reverse a heart problem. People who lost weight for medical reasons had the very highest chance of successfully maintaining a healthy weight long term. This was also the case for me. Number two, it gets easier after 2 years. While it might seem hard at first, this study offers hope. Indeed, the researchers found that if you can successfully keep the weight off for just 2 years, then the chances of making it permanent go up by 50%. Number three, you don't need an expensive weight loss program. As mentioned, half of the 10,000 people went through a weight loss program, and the other half did it alone. The good news here is that these researchers did not find that an expensive program worked any better than the do-it-yourself approach to maintaining a healthy weight. Number four, most ate breakfast. Fully 78% of the 10,000 people reported eating breakfast every morning. Does that mean you have to eat breakfast to maintain a healthy weight? Absolutely not. More recent studies show that it really doesn't matter if you eat breakfast or not. I suspect the reason why eating breakfast emerged as a possible explanation in the study is that motivated people are more likely to be early risers. And if you're going to be an early riser and you're going to be up, then guess what? You're probably going to eat breakfast. Thus, successful weight maintenance really had nothing to do with breakfast, but rather had everything to do with early risers, which on average tend to be more motivated people. Interestingly, the typical breakfast in the study consisted of cereal and fruit. This is surprising, given that most breakfast cereals are merely processed carbohydrates. As you know from listening to this podcast, processed carbohydrates are instantly converted to sugar in your body. I suspect it would have been much easier for these 10,000 people to keep their 66 pounds off long term had they eaten a more nutritious breakfast than plain old breakfast cereal. At least the fruit was, they were on the right track with that. Number five, strategies to avoid binging. Another key strategy identified in the study is that these 10,000 people didn't let a slip-up result in a downward spiral of weight gain. Rather, they had mechanisms in place to either prevent binge eating of unhealthy foods or to get back on track after a binge eating episode. For example, if there is no junk food in the house, then it is pretty hard to binge unless you make a special trip to the grocery store or a fast food restaurant. Likewise, if you have a trusted friend you can call for help, this friend may just give you the strength you need in a moment of weakness to prevent a binge eating episode. For me, knowing that I will record all of my nutrition stats on an app each day gives me the willpower I need to avoid binging. It's a simple fact of life that at some point you will binge on the foods that work against you maintaining a healthy weight. Rather than giving up, be like the people in the study who had a pre-prepared plan to get back on track. Number six, consistent eating patterns. The 10,000 people in the study ate the same types of food regardless of whether it was a weekday, weekend, or holiday. This approach goes against the conventional wisdom of many weight loss programs that allow for a cheat day. In this study, there was no cheat day. They didn't have to cheat. They had a new lifestyle, so there was nothing to cheat against. Number seven, ate less fat. In this study, the average person obtained 24% of their calories from fat. 24% is less than what most people eat. Now, I want to take a minute and dispel a 1980s notion that eating fat makes you fat. Nothing could be farther from the truth. As long as you're eating healthy fats like nuts, seeds, avocados, etc., the more fat you eat, the better as far as I'm concerned. The reason why I suspect that a low-fat diet worked for these 10,000 people is that when most people eat fat, they're eating the wrong kinds of fats. Thus, Rather than avoiding fat altogether, studies show that the right fats, like those in the Mediterranean diet, the fish, the nuts, the seeds, these, and olive oil, of course, can't forget that. These healthy fats will improve your health and allow you to maintain a healthy weight. Number 8, be happy. The last interesting observation from the study is that most of these 10,000 people lived in a way that minimized their chances of depression. Thus, as many struggle with wintertime depression at this time of the year, I've got 3 simple tips from a recent blog, recent podcast that I did on how to naturally beat wintertime depression. And that was blog or podcast number 198 if you want to go back and look at it. So why maintain a healthy weight? Why go through all this? Is it really worth the effort to maintain a healthy weight for the rest of your life? In this study of 10,000 people, the 5 main benefits of maintaining a healthy weight are as follows. Number 1, they had more energy. Number 2, they were able to move easier. Number 3, they were happier. Number 4, they were more self-confident. And number 5, probably best of all, their medical problems went away. Take-home message. The big picture or the take-home message of this study is one of hope. Maintaining a healthy weight for the rest of your life really just boils down to doing 3 things right. Number 1, get your daily exercise in. For the study, they exercised an average of 1 hour a day. Number 2, they ate healthy. Number 3, they had daily accountability. And these are 3 things that everyone can do. So my question for you is, how are you working to maintain a healthy weight? I'd love to hear your thoughts, questions, comments, etc. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 200. Scroll down to the bottom and there you can leave your questions, comments, suggestions, etc. Also, if you've not yet signed up for my free weekly newsletter, The Longevity Plan, please do so now. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a review on Stitcher, iTunes, Google, wherever you listen to your fine podcasts. And until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.